Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
What does God mean when he says we are successful people? I strongly believe in my heart that the average believer has their own level of expectation, isn't it? I believe somewhere, somehow, people have goals they want to achieve. To some, they would want to have extra money. To some, they would want to be extra comfortable. Some people have this perception that at least life should give me whatever I want. So they do whatever it takes to fulfill that life. And once they find all what they want, they have this feeling that at least, what am I supposed to live on earth for? Am I communicating to somebody? Everybody was created differently, raised differently, so have a different mindset about life. Some people never had the privilege of experiencing comfort. So their whole life is, let me find what will make me happy. Am I right? You hear things like, you only have one life, so live that life and be okay. Forgetting there's a place called eternity. Am I communicating? Somebody can spend their life every weekend at a party, isn't it? Some people, almost every weekend, there's a place they have to go to. Today, funeral, today, someone. It's serious. And that's their life. Am I communicating? It makes them happy. Somebody believes, when I can take alcohol, I forget my stress. I'm okay in life. So you see, you realize that everybody has a different understanding concerning life. Now watch this. The Bible says there was a rich man. He was so wealthy. And he said to himself, you know one thing? Since I'm rich, let me pull my bands down and let me build a new band. And when I'm done with building a new band, I will tell my soul that you should relax because you have finally gotten all that you want in life. Now hear this. The question is, after he said that God took his soul and says, you fool, tonight I'll kill you from the earth. The question is God against prosperity? So why is it that in this scenario, when the rich man became so wealthy, he was so abundant in whatever God gave him, God has to kill him? Is God against our wealth? No. You see, sometimes when we study the scripture and you're not spiritual, you may feel that the scripture is contradicting itself, true or false. Uh-huh. Look at the life of the poor man and the rich man. The poor man, Lazarus, was so poor until he entered into heaven, and then the rich man entered into hell. You're wondering, what is God's definition about success then? I was like, God, why would you want to kill a young man who has tried so hard to make it to the top? He has commanded a certain pedestal and you kill him. And God told me, study the scripture well. The guy never gave honor to God. It was about himself. I. He says, when people take the picture of God, something about God's integrity must judge them instantly. Because success isn't what a man achieves, but what God determines for you. Talk to me, somebody. Am I communicating? It's always about, okay, so since I've worked so hard to get what I want, let me do what I want to do. And God says, how dare you? You see, you did not plan your arrival. Time brought you here. Talk to me, somebody. So just as the way you can't explain how you came, you can't determine how to live your life. When people choose to live the life that honors their feeling, according to these are rebels, you ought to be killed at the spot. Am I communicating? Well, we can say that, okay, fine, your parents had some intimacy and you came forth upon the earth. But come to my next, God determines what to do. Talk to me, somebody. Till date, scientists can't prove when exactly a man can sleep. They can tell you the thing, but to tell you the exact time, they can't tell. So just imagine replacing God with I. How dare you? You see, I believe that some denominations haven't done as well by giving us the perfect model that God wants us to look when he wants us to be perfect people. Don't get me wrong. I believe that as time progresses, the Lord helps bring about certain men that will bring certain order to certain gaps that have been communicated in the church. If you study the Christian journey, you realize that for a very long time, believers have been taken out of the true context God wants them to build their life upon because of what they think it is concerning scripture. Am I communicating here? So for instance, whenever you teach power to a believer, they have a different perception about what God can do with power. So we left power and then politics took over the power. And today you realize that people who are at the parliament are not taking charge of the influence they have to find the church today. Talk to me, please. For a very long time, some people were taught to believe that once you have too much money, you become an evil person. So the church will not talk about how to raise entrepreneurs who work in the marketplace with integrity and dignity. So you realize that we left the power, left the money, and came to church. And then people now understood the loss of money and took money from us. And you realize the church is now crying for mercy. And evil men are now taking power. So King Solomon says, why would the prince be walking barefooted and a slave? Oh, because we forgot certain things. Somebody say, mercy. Well, talk to me, please. And all the things you see the world using to find the church were originally created to benefit us. But just because there were gaps in our understanding, we've taken chance and the enemy is laughing at us. Talk to me, please. Now, the person who sits in the parliament house is saying that a man should marry. And you can't say no. That's the order. Oh, hallelujah. Are you aware when Trump was in office in his days, once in a while he would organize Christian prayer meetings and pastors would come and pray for the country and pray for him too. When Joe Biden came, he says, stop church. He was not bringing Muslims to come and do Allah Akbar in the place. Yeah. Talk to me, somebody. You see, for... Go and help us. Somebody say amen. Oh, are you blessed, church? This intro should open your understanding. Am I communicating right? Yes. So, God wants us to know that you don't determine success. No, you don't. I was having a conversation with my mom this afternoon. And I told my mom that the person that was given 5 talents that worked hard to get extra 5. And the person that was given 2 talents that worked to get extra 2. Both of them have received reward before the Lord. On earth, their reward may look quantitative, yet according to heavenly relevance, they are both the same. Because the integrity of God predisposed 5 and 2. That is why the pastor that did ministry in honor of God with integrity, and the pastor that did 1,000 church member integrity when he stand before the Lord, one cannot be bigger. Do you know why? Because God's intelligence could see what matters to who. Today, I will teach you deeper things. Are you blessed, please? So have it in mind, church, that if God says you are a successful being, forget about the cast you have. Hey, Europe has deceived a lot of people. In fact, life in general has deceived a lot of people. Can't you see that gradually, believers are drifting away from the things that matters to God? Yeah. Yesterday I preached and you could feel fire on the altar. It was serious. This is God speaking through us. It's funny how casually people would want to make a choice and not consult God himself. It's funny. And we have this feeling that since God is all powerful, when we go into our own mess, the merciful Father should take us out of the mess. Oh. He can only become the Omega when he becomes the Alpha. If he didn't start, his integrity cannot back. I told you yesterday, you see, anything God did not start, even if a demon didn't appear to you, a demon began for you. You don't construct how prayer should work. You construct your understanding according to scripture for prayer to work for you. As to what you want God to do for you, God says, find the path in the scripture. Oh, Lord help me. Am I communicating here? I wish I had time. I'm doing everything possible to make sure I teach you for you to believe that this life you have is not yours. It came from somewhere. And you leave it too. Haven't you wondered how people go to the graveyard and leave their people behind? Talk to me, please. And literally, people forget about you totally after you are gone. Every mother would want to do everything possible to protect their children. the day they die, the babies can cry and it will shock you that the mother will not even move an inch to come preserve her own baby. And while some of you might say the spirit of the mother is protecting the child, that's a false fallacy. That's wrong. Because once you enter into the different world, whatever you once possessed, when you enter there, even the knowledge of God will not let you know you have this. So the question is, what is this pursuit all over? You see how Europe has come up with systems for us to believe that you have to work hard on weekends to get extra money. Look at King Solomon. After everything he got, what did he say? He says, there's still something I'm searching. God has used men to model life, true or false. Yeah. And they're telling you that no matter what you get, for some reason, there's something deeper than this. I'm telling you. You know, if you're a child and your parents are advising you about being careful with relationship, you think they're trying to stop you from having fun. Until you realize you've made a mess of yourself. When it happens, you become a good advisor. Talk to me, please. You advise yourself. Nothing would persuade you to do things. But you see, sometimes, before the enemy takes away that nonsense from you, it's too late. Look at me. The devil will never live until you mess up. He will mess you up before he gives you light. Until God shows you grace. Am I teaching here? Hey, people want to do everything at all. Everything. We finished our US camp meeting. My God, I was in tears. I was serious. Now, I didn't know that when holy hunger comes upon men, people can drive. Somebody drove 13 hours to my camp meeting in America. And said, prophet of God, we are here today. We want to know what God has said because we've lived there for more than 35 years and there's nothing I've not seen before in our life. Something is wrong somewhere. What gives you confidence that when you sleep tonight, you wake up tomorrow? How confident are you? Oh, the scripture said, with long life, I'll satisfy thee. He said that he can change it. Can you fight him? I know you want to thank God by his word, but he's the change. He's the change. He owns the game. Can you fight God for killing your father? Try and see. When I see how people act in arrogance, I pity who they are. That is why at this point of your life, if you have foolish friends who are helping you fool, you're big for yourself. At this point, if anybody would change your mindset about serving the Lord and you still want to believe in what they see, during our camp meeting, God was using the lives of the people to communicate wisdom to me. I saw a 75-year-old man. If you joined me yesterday, I said it right. 75-year-old man, 75. Now, every night, we had to go and do prayer walk. It's an old missionary, so the place is very huge. My God. So we had to walk for like 30 minutes from the entrance of the auditorium to the city gate. That is where you drive to come to the place. And I saw a 75-year-old woman, man, and a 72, they hold their hands together and they walk the hill up and down. I saw how some of the youngsters were seated. Some could not even stand. Some were actually sleeping on the ground. And these were old men. In fact, those who prayed the most were the old people. I'm like, at 75, what do you want God to do for you? Now, the mother of this 72-year-old man used to join my service until God called into eternity. And I told them that if she had one piece of the knowledge I gave the members every week on Zoom, she would be a better person at 83. The day she said this, she was in tears. She said, I've led you guys to know God, but I've seen God in a different dimension that this young man can give me. She says, when I leave this earth, believe his message at 83. I'm like, you're 72. What do you want to do? Say, prof, we wish we knew life earlier. Sometimes, sit back and think through. You know you have wasted precious moments on things that didn't add value. True of us. Sit down. You see, don't get me wrong. You see, I'm not trying to say that God cannot forgive. You see, I understand that we should teach people to forgive their past and forgive themselves. Well, let me show you the difference here. There are two kinds of believers. Believers that God depends on them to find answers. I like that. Believers that God will not do much until they say so. Oh, yes. The Lord says, would I hide anything from Abraham? There are some believers, if they die today, thousands will die along with them. Yes. Because of the death of Moses, what happened? Just because they said, we will not allow you to see Christ, can Herod give an order that every boy should be killed? Yes. There are certain men that God is so concerned that if they fall off today, life will shake. Eh? The value of your life is not in the things you have, but who you have become. I'm telling you. Yeah. Let's be very careful. I know you are very, very, very patient, but wait a little while. One, it will make sense. This life, the way you are rushing to make things, wait, let God come through for you. If not, you destroy your life. No, you see, 25 years looks long until you look back. You hear me? Check your age now and then subtract 25 years. You didn't know that within 25 years you'd be here, right? At that time, it was beer. Guinness and then Coke. You mix together. Check now. Oh, talk to me, please. Check now. It looks so short, right?
Yes.
The one that made iPhone, what's his name? Steve Jobs, right?
Yes.
He told the people that there's one wisdom he wants to give to man before he dies. And he told them that you may have the ability of achieving whatever you want to be in life, but your greatest discovery should be what you're born for. Are you blessed? I'm doing my possible best to make sure I bring you back to the path God has in mind for us. Because many are missing a big time. I've seen God's blessings. I've seen it. If I talk, listen to me. I've seen God's blessings. You see, whatever I talk to you about concerning testimonies, my life has shown that. I've said this on countless occasions, and this is not pride. Don't get me wrong, it's not pride. But you see, the grace it takes to do one invasion, only God can help you. Talk to me, please. Oh, yeah. No, sometimes when we do a yearly count of how much God gave us just to help bring souls into the kingdom, you'll be shocked. And the question is, how does God do these things? All because he wants us to know that from the beginning, it was God, not you. From the beginning, it was God. Now, I've seen honor in life. I've seen dignity in life. You see, real men don't talk, they impact. And the impact is seen in the lives they've changed. And the heights they rise to attain in life. Oh, yeah. Whatever God made happen to us in Belgium here was to shoot us up into dimensions in the spirit. I'm telling you. Remember when they knew Christ in Jerusalem, they loved to stay in Jerusalem because their families were there. They grew up in that place. So for them to leave Jerusalem to go to places, God had to bring war. The war looked evil to in their eyes. But to God, it was a move of evangelism. God had to push them forth. Yes. Because of that, the gospel could go to India, other places. If that makes sense. You see, when people became reluctant, what happened? Now look at Turkey now. Turkey used to be a strong place for Apostle Paul. Today, they are serving Allah. The war you see in Israel is not just about physical possession. And it's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not Abraham, Ishmael, and then Jacob. There's a battle in the spirit that's going on. Yeah. God told me years ago, and if there's anybody here that wants to succeed in life, write it in front of your door. If you want to die, die as a message to God. Anytime death shall come knocking at the door, the only thing death should see should not be your body, but a message. I see many youngsters in our church. I look at them every day. Don't get me wrong. I'm as young as they are. But grace is better, isn't it? I look at how they think and how they talk, and I can tell their end. A lot of them. All my girls here. And the boys too. Atula Masuki Paranesis. Evante Lemasa. Are you blessed? The man of God that gave me access to use the hall in London, I had to go thank a person in his house. I went to his house, we were speaking, and he says, what are the credentials you have in your life to sit and speak with me here? I said, nothing. He said, I'm 50 times your age. He's 75. He says, I've seen things. He says, but we have seen the heights you are climbing to. And the words you are making mention of are giving testimony to that. So you can tell when a man will go find life. He says, you are the first man of God I've ever trusted in my life in 40 years to give my heart to. Now, if you have been to the into the charismatic field, you know that there are two people today. You are those who don't believe in spiritual things at all. Yes, it's Bible, no spirit. A preacher in the house told me that he doesn't believe in any prophet. Apart from his own assistant pastor. He says, all prophets are fake, like you too. I told him. I said, if all preachers are fake, you too are fake. Because the things you're telling me, they are forwards. But he speaks English, so people understand him. Oh, God help me. God is here. Now, they were like, we hear you talk a lot about destiny. I spoke for 10 minutes after destiny. I realized that both of them were on their knees. May it never be said of you that you came upon the earth and left the building behind. Yes, that inheritance that God says it should be accredited to the wise man wasn't in the stature or monument we built up. It was in the life they were able to give out. See, success. No, I'm taking my time to establish certain foundational truths that a lot of people have neglected. One time, I prayed. I laid my hands over a child. And God told me the child is not for the woman. I said, eh? I said, madam. I said, wait. I prayed. God told me that the mother, this woman you see, physically, that's her mother, that's a child. But according to God's dictate, they are strangers. I said, eh? I thought maybe the woman had gone to adopt the child. I said, God, tell me, God says, it's physically, you see the woman breastfeeding the girl, even though the baby stayed in the womb for 9 months, according to God, they're not meant to be. I said, how? And God told me the lady was called to be a preacher. And God told me because of societal norms, she was under pressure to get married. And God told me she feels that because she got pregnant, I gave her the baby. He says, no. There are physical laws that were placed in the stomach that give ability to a child. But according to Heaven's Covenantal Act, she's out of order. But you're happy that at 23 you can give birth to a child because you feel as a lady after 26 you ought to leave your father's house. Eh? The systems at which God creates for mankind is different from human understanding. Be very careful not to intersect emotion and divine principle. The very moment you become too emotional, I bet you will leave God's timing. Because sometimes God's timing may look incredibly slow. Today, you believe in the power of honor because Esther discovered it. Give me F sharp. Am I teaching here? Lift up hands. We say we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. Lift your voice and say we give you glory, Lord. We say as we
honor
you. You are
wonderful.
Hallelujah. Say you are
worthy.
Yeah, you are
wonderful.
Wonderful. Say you are worthy. Are you blessed? Clap your hands together for Jesus Christ. thank God for every experience life brought us through. It made us who we are today. It made us define life from God's divine standard. Thank God. Are you blessed? I'm reading a book written by Rick Joyner. When I began to read that book, I saw that the things I teach, these are not normal things. I could see myself echoing through the book. Because the things I make mention of that makes me look like a stranger to people, these are things happening in the Royal Kingdom. I'm telling you. Watch me. And I'll soon teach you. Are you blessed, please? Can you imagine I've not begun teaching yet? This is serious. God help us. Why are you blessed? Why are you blessed? Before you sleep tonight, ask yourself, what is the measure of your life? If God is to measure your life, what will He measure life with? Righteousness. He says, in heaven, what you call holiness is like rag. Hey. Do you know rag? Not pink. I preached in Mecklen a few months ago. I went with my sister Mimi. So, a small room. It wasn't big. I don't know why some of God feel bad. You should have a bitch about inviting me. I should just love you and hear God. That's it. I don't come because of your offerings. So I went there. I preached for an hour, 20 minutes. My God. Nobody was sitting there. Nobody. Everybody was on their feet. After the service, I saw one lady holding my hand. Man of God, if you don't bless me, I'll let you go. I said, So I turned to look at her, and she used to be a member in this church. She used to be away from the city. The same place. She lives in Mecklen. I don't call her name because it's on podcast now. So, hey, man of God. I met your father in town. I was my knees are hurting. You see, when you meet enemies, they confess on your own. Hey, man of God, I've been calling you, but you, I don't pick. I said, for the number, you know the number, but we know who to call. Hey, man of God, please, you have to pray for us. Yeah, God has blessed you and your sister. And hey, when I go somewhere, I was in Ghana, I saw members everywhere. I said, no, this is my pastor. I said, your pastor's son, really? I said, wow, really? The last time my eyes were, was 8 years ago, I said, man of God, it's all right, it's fine. After I'm praying for you, you realize that guilt has not become an image. You see, you must be discerning not to allow pressure change your image in the spirit. I released a reel yesterday on Facebook and I told people that demons can't fight until they change how you think. And you see, you must be so bold that what people think of you doesn't take a toll on you. Be strong. Because human beings are liars. The same people that call Jesus a Messiah, they call him a liar. Human beings can deceive. They can talk for nothing. So the one that is giving you all the opinions, if they have an enemy in your life, and they speak bad, wait, one day when tables turn, you become an enemy too. I've seen life. Be so bold that you keep standing the way that what people say about doesn't change who you are. Be very bold. I told someone, you see, if you want to be a leader, be ready to be misunderstood. Be ready to be misquoted. Be ready to be insulted. Talk to me, somebody. Somebody who has no idea of you will speak as if they know you. Remember last year when the Agonizomai video went viral? A blogger sat and says, Kai, Mimi used to be a hip-hop artist. She used to dance in a club. So when she came from the world into the church, the sound on the club is still in her head. And the guy was so bold. All right. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, and verse number 8. We've got 20 minutes left. Are you blessed, please? So I'm doing foundational truth that will help us walk in the very life God wants us to have concerning success. Are you blessed? Lord, we love you. On Friday, we'll continue. And then before the month ends, I'll give you 10 or 12 consistent laws that are responsible for success in the kingdom. I bless. Please, write down the things I say. They will bless you. I bless, church. The book of Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you make your life prosperous, and then you have good success. So there's a difference between good success and bad success. I told you years ago, and it is worthy of repetition, that the greatest pain anybody can ever inculcate is to walk in bad success. It is painful when you succeed in the wrong things. When the things you are applauding and saying congrats to me are the wrong things of life. Am I communicating, church? Let us do two readings again and we start. Lord, help us. Mika paro tovo no more shoros. The book of Genesis, chapter 24, the verse number 1. Just the first verse. I like it. If you keep the ways of the Lord, what happens to you? Listen to the testimony of Abraham. Now, Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord blessed him in all things. In all things. Our last verse, 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, the verse 3 to the verse number 5. Hear this. I like this so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, the verse number 3. Father, we love you. Second Chronicles, chapter 26. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem, verse number 4. Our next verse. I am blessed. Yes. You are doing so well. Your husband is teaching you, so that's good. Okay. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And verse number 5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had the understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought, the Lord made him prosper. Am I communicating? So you realize the whole idea of success according to God has got nothing to do with the things you want to attain, but the things God prescribed for you. Am I teaching you? You want to relocate to a different country. What has God said? You want to start a business. What has God said? You are coming up with different kinds of ideas. What has God said? Life is a risk when you do life without Jesus. It's too risky. I was one time in the state, and then I was told, a man of God, some people want to see you. So I wasn't feeling too comfortable. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I came downstairs. I didn't know that in America, there are some people that when they move, the state moves with them. These are not black Americans, these are Africans like us. I met a man from Cameroon. God is good. This and that and that and that and that. I'm like, wow, these are, you see, the corrupt protocols in Africa, the same thing. I said, like, wow. Speaking with a guy, So much influence. So much. I'm blessed. But I realize that there are things fighting the man within that people can't even tell. You see, Jesus was right when he said that, what shall a man profit after you gain everything? You see, there are things you can do and you will gain the whole wide world. Don't let anyone tell you that your man of God is trying to give you a fallacy. That's no, no, it's the truth. Am I right? It is your obedience to the laws we teach in the house that will give you the power to become the light in the world. The protocol is Jesus. It is God. The foundation is God. Yes. You may have to advance in whatever knowledge the life requires, but it is first God. Leave your father's house. That's it. He didn't leave because he... Leave. Leave. Go where I will show you. Just leave. Am I communicating? How does a man become the foundation upon which Christ will be born? A mortal man. Do you know how holy Jesus is? Holy Father will not come through the powers of iniquity. Kai. Because a man said, I've heard God, I should leave. Fear men when they say God has spoken. Not just people that wake up and talk in the air. I told you how a lady said God told her that people shouldn't do makeup. She was not losing her husband. She not doing makeup. We're like, hey, because of you, we lost our husbands. I wonder how someone sees God. I didn't say God can see you, so don't get me wrong. But most of the ladies in the church I know today that said God told them she didn't do it. No, they've come back again to it. Be there, look like 58. I wonder, I don't know. It looks like the heavy Africans will go to. It's a different heaven we know. Hallelujah. You know, you'll be hearing strange revelations. And I went to heaven. And the wig is from hell. As you wear the wig, you are having purple blood on your head. And we see people will be shaking. Yeah. Are you blessed? Are you aware that the Lord blessed the Israelites among their enemies? Are you aware some of them were, they conformed their image to the image of the people? You know that? The three Hebrew boys, just named Shadrach, they had names given to them by the king. I hope you know what it means when a king who is a deity gives you a name, yet they had an uncompromising character. What matters to God as a believer, as a character you live by? There should be modesty in the things you do. Let's make it simple here. I want to make things strange. Don't wear earring. Well, it's fine. God will help us. Are you blessed? So God's idea about success, or any infirmities, God's idea about success is about we become whatever He proposes for us. It's a very deep thing here. I'll say it. I want you to know that success is all about becoming. It has got nothing to do with what you receive. The identity aspect of what a man becomes is what God terms as success. If what you receive doesn't come through the possession of an identity, it will leave you. Because whatever identity a man upholds in the spirit becomes his answer. We see Nara Nara. Please hear me well. I want you to know that it is God's ultimate idea, hope, prayer, wish, that when people finish whatever assignment given upon them here on the earth, He wants them to be part of the cloud of witness that saw the emergence of the remnant. And I'll tell you why. Listen to the testimony of Jesus' encounter. It was more about God sending two men that went ahead of Christ to actually do what Christ came to accomplish. One was Elijah, one was Moses. It was God that made Elijah, God made Moses. But why would God send two entities that are lesser than God's integrity to come encourage God? Because they lived a life of total completion, in the sense that they became whatever God proposed for them. And the only way for God to honor them after their death was that the integrity of God will actually receive wisdom from their counsel to become what they are today. Watch me. Your life does not end the day you die. Your life begins the day you die. Am I coming to me? Watch me. Whatever gift God wants to give you as a reward to your consistency in life, it is bigger than age, bigger than time. Time is too small to accommodate all blessings. So some honor are given best in the realm of the spirit. I'm telling you today. These are facts proven by scriptures. Oh, yeah. Are you aware the testimony God could give about Abel was not about how holy he was by living a life, but the fact that he understood what it means to give unto God? Talk to me, please. How would God allow a man bring an offering and allow his brother kill him and allow the blood of the person to speak after the man has died? Where was God's integrity when the man was dying? Couldn't God save the man? Yet, God said that this man has lived a holy life. And the Bible says, even till date, his mouth is still speaking. As to whatever the blood says, you have no idea about it. But yet, the integrity of God will not back anything that has no power in the spirit. There should be relevance to whatever God projects. Your hands on your chest. Close your eyes. In 2 minutes, you are telling God, Father, as I pray, show me the way of success. I don't want to live a life of deception. If you have to take away anything from me, just so my eyes will be focused on you, do it. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Impala baba basha. Shabaya da bahus kabaradi yamahatai. Imante bele braskato. Efele begede.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54, or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is @SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.